Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the meeting in order. Please rise for the pledge and invocation. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Here.
Mr. Johnstone?
Here.
Mr. Shealy?
Here.
Ms. Dvorich?
Here.
Mr. Julian?
Here.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido?
Here.
Mr. Marino?
Here. A motion to excuse Councilmember Lastic per his informing us last meeting he wouldn't be here.
I'll make the motion.
I'm sorry.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Waddell. All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Next order of business, reports of communications.
First, from the
minutes. Okay. Next order of business is acceptance of minutes. Excuse me.
Second.
By Salido, seconded by Julian, to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye.
Mm.
Opposed, motion carries. Next order of business, reports and communications.
First, from the Ohio Division of Liquor Control, notice to legislative authority to Regal Cinemas Incorporated.
Make a motion to refer it over to the safety director and the police chief.
Second.
Shealy, seconded by Joanne, to refer to the safety director and police chief for their report and recommendation. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries.
And next, from the Planning and Permitting Department, an update on the properties that were submitted to City Council.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Second.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Julian, accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Next order of business, public remarks. Would anyone like to address council on agenda items? Agenda items. In the opinion of the chair, there being none, the next order of business committee reports.
I have none.
Pleasure to accept tonight or lay until the next meeting?
Accept it tonight. Motion.
Second.
Salido, seconded by Julian, accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Next order of business tonight's legislation. Before we act upon this evening's legislation, we need a motion to amend tonight's agenda to add draft number 161-24. Which is an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the unappropriated fund 221 Park. And, Mr. Auditor, this is for the bond, correct, sir?
That's correct. So moved.
Second.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Joanne to add that draft to this evening's agenda. All in favor, what's that? We're going to put it on the regular, because it'll be done at the end. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Let the record reflect that was a unanimous voice vote. Will the clerk please present tonight's legislation?
Draft number 141-24 to be brought to the floor for the third time. A resolution approving the agreement between the City of Niles and the Ohio Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, OPBA, regarding a new labor contract and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third reading.
Second.
By Julian, seconded by Salido for a third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Julian, seconded by Salido for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 141-24 has been adopted after its third reading. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 146-24 to be brought to the floor for the third time. A resolution approving the agreement between the city and the Fraternal Order of Police, FOP, Ohio Labor Council Incorporated, regarding a new labor contract and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third reading.
Second.
Moved by Joyen, seconded by Dvorak for a third reading. Questions or comments? Roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorak? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
By Joyen, seconded by Salido for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorak? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 146-24 has been adopted after its third reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 144-24 to be brought to the floor for the second time, an ordinance regarding the placement of a guardrail at the intersection of Robbins Avenue and Hartzell Avenue, declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second reading.
Second. Shealy, seconded by Dvorak. Second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
No.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorak? Mr. Julian?
No.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
4 yeas, 2 nays.
Draft 144-24 is received a second reading. Would the clerk please present this evening's consent agenda?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda, being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 152-24, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated fund 239 tax incremental finance. Draft number 153-24, an ordinance authorizing a cash transfer from sewer fund 503 to fund 407 sewer capital improvements. Draft number 154-24, an ordinance authorizing monthly cash transfers. Draft number 155-24, an ordinance authorizing the transfer of funds from the Water Department to the General Fund for loan repayment. Draft number 158-24, a resolution authorizing the Service Director to advertise for bid for the 2025 Street Resurfacing Program, enter into contract. And draft number 159-24, an ordinance approving a then and now payment to the Ohio Department of Transportation, appropriating the necessary funds.
Motion to suspend.
Okay. By Joyen, seconded by Salido for suspension. Questions or comments?
Yeah, quick question. Did we add one? Did I miss? Did that you do that one first?
That will be a first reading.
Oh, it is.
It'll be at the end of your agenda tonight. It'll be the last draft.
It's still going to need suspension, though. Okay. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Presented by itself. Yes, sir. Question. Any others? Call the roll for suspension, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorak? Yes. Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salido for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorak? Yes. Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Consent agenda has been adopted under suspension. Your rules. Will the clerk please present the first reading drafts?
Draft number 156-24 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance adopting the permanent budget for the fiscal year beginning January 1st, 2025, and declaring an emergency.
First reading.
Second.
By Salido, seconded by Julian for a first reading. Questions or comments? Well, I'd like to compliment the administration for putting together a comprehensive capital projects program and council collaborating in the development of that. I think it shows a good use of taxpayers' money. I was also pleased to hear last evening that the mayor and his administration, along with the auditor and council, are going to continue to explore replacement of the ladder truck in the next year. I think that's an exciting opportunity for the city and an important one because that thing is very old, as I mentioned a couple months ago, so I appreciate that. And I'm also appreciative to the administration and council for giving consideration to additional park improvements in Stevens and Kennedy Park at the end of the first quarter, determining what the finances look like. So I think that shows the community that the mayor and council folks are working together to make sure that the money is being spent appropriately with co-equal branches of government collaborating on this budget. So kudos to all of you. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Yes. Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 156-24 has received its first reading. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 157-24 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing an increase to the power sales contract resources share of the AMP RICE peaking project.
And for a first reading.
Second. Moved by Julian, seconded by Dvorich for a first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Yes. Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 157-24 has received its first reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 160-24 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance amending Chapter 1402.10, Dwelling Permit, of the Codified Ordinance of the City of Niles, in part to adjust inspection requirements and increase penalties for violations and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a first reading.
Second.
By Johnstone, seconded by Salido for a first reading. Questions or comments? Roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Yes. Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
160-24 has received its first reading. Would the clerk please present the last draft?
Draft number 161-24 being brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated fund 221 Park and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Julian. Questions or comments? Call the roll. I like the teamwork up here. It shows the collegiality. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Yes. Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Salido? 6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt.
By Julian? By Dvorich? Questions or comments? Wish all the meetings were like this. Jeez, this is great. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Yes. Mr. Julian?
Yeah.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 161-24 has been adopted under suspension here. That concludes tonight's legislation. Next order of business, miscellaneous remarks. Would anyone like to address council this evening?
Hi, I'm Richard Strong. I live at 1017 Robbins Avenue, and I'm just going to speak real briefly about the vote that just took place concerning the guardrail on the sign. We have the engineer-elect of Trumbull County, former city of Niles engineer, says there should be a guardrail there. ODOT says there should be a guardrail there. For apparently ego-driven reasons, the mayor does not wish to have a guardrail there. And why you got two councilmen that have decided that it's in the best their best interest to vote in league with the mayor's desires while ignoring the engineer, ODOT, the citizen, and the safety of the citizens of Niles. I find that to be pretty bad, but I predicted it. And they will continue to do that. And it's just wrong. The mayor's ego should not come before the citizens of Niles' interests. Thank you.
Mr. Strong. Anyone else? Anyone else? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, that concludes the agenda for this evening. The last order of business is miscellaneous remarks. The chair having none, Mayor?
No comment tonight, thanks.
Mr. Auditor?
Just to piggyback what you said earlier, Bob, thanks everyone for your cooperation during the budget process, council, administration, department heads. I know there was a lot of tough conversations. I know the two in the back can talk about that. But I appreciate everyone's support and help in doing what we did during the budget process to keep our budget balance going into 2025. So I appreciate everyone's cooperation in doing so. Next meeting, we'll probably just have some cleanup financials for the end of 2024. So keep you guys posted on what those will be. But that's all I have.
Thanks, John. You know, I think it also bears note that the administration and council will have a budget surplus and no longer deficit spending. So I think that's a kudos to all of you. You gave me the wrong ones. I signed the wrong ones. Multitasking here. So I think that's kudos to all of you in being wise with the taxpayers' dollars in all seriousness, because there was a time when that things were pretty tight around here. So I think it's good. And again, co-equal branches of government is important. Agree to disagree, but not be disagreeable, and still move the city forward in helping people. So I think that's all good. Mr. Law Director?
No comment.
Mr. Safety Director?
No comment.
Mr. Service Director?
No comment.
Chief? Thanks, Chief. Chief? Mr. Waddell?
No comment.
Johnstone?
I'd like to discuss at our prior council meeting, a gentleman that I'm familiar with, Mr. Johnstone in the audience here, brought up, I'm going through the minutes, he brought up some rental properties, and I know the mayor had made a commitment to get back to him. Let me correct that, to have housing and zoning get back to him with an update on that list. I do not believe that that has happened. I also, going through the minutes, and remember here that I also asked for council to have that update as well, and I have not received that. So if we could get that update, and then I also have requested, and I didn't get hear back from them, a breakdown per ward, a percentage of rental properties. Is that something we can have them prepare for us?
If you send me an email reminding me, we can have that. And I'd also ask you to read through your packet, because I believe that was presented, the update from last meeting.
Mr. Johnstone in the audience got that too?
I know council does.
Thank you. I will put it in an email tomorrow morning.
Can we add to that request formally the number of cases that have been charged in municipal court for the past 2 years, please?
Past 2 years, yeah.
I don't want to go back. Phil, that would just, but the past 2 years, I'm curious to see how many cases have been filed in court. Thank you.
Would it be possible to have one of them attend the next meeting?
Can I jump in here for this? I would recommend that you have a committee meeting like we had yesterday in the lower conference room, where you can have good dialogue, healthy dialogue, and you know, really have a good discussion. Is what I'd recommend, and it would be a safety committee or a council as a whole committee. That's just my suggestion, Doug.
A round table, per se?
You can call that and have it at the city building and invite them down and, you know, just have a discussion.
Phil, would you be able to get something out, requesting a round table then, and we could probably...
You have to schedule that. It would be a council roundtable, having the administration invite, the mayor inviting his department heads to come and have a a discussion on their progress.
We just have to poll everybody to see if they're okay with it.
When you would want to host it, yes, sir. You get the report, you can digest it, and at the next meeting you can schedule one, or you can get it from the mayor, and in the meantime, you know, are they?
It's in their packet.
No, I'm talking about the additional.
Additional requests.
Thanks,
yes.
Mayor. Yeah.
And again, to be clear, Steve, I know you're getting upset right now, but we asked for this. You said that they would hear it the next day, and I have it in a packet prior to sitting down. I haven't had a chance to see it. So I appreciate you having it in there, but putting it in the packet and handed it to us minutes prior to council was not what we asked for.
So we're going to take time to digest this report. And when you arrive at a date, have your clerk send out the public notice, because it'll be a public meeting. The public's invited to those meetings, a round table. And you have the administration invite the department heads that you wish to attend to have a discussion on the matter.
Everybody could have a committee meeting per se at that round table, as I should say.
You would need to confer with your law director on what would be permissible and not permissible to discuss at that. Because I don't, you know, with the open record laws and the notice laws, I'm very cautious in how I respond to that. So you would rely on Philip to guide you with that. Anything else, Aaron? Ms. Shealy?
I just want to say, you know, going up here and looking at Waddell Park, everything is looking great. Every Sunday, I have to make a special trip through there because of my grandson. He wants to see the splash pad. And every Sunday, ooh, they're getting more done. You know, they got new stuff. He's excited. So I'm very happy to see this happening. And I'm very happy to see some of the other things that are in the near future here that are going to happen. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Vorch. Mr. Julian? Toledo?
Just wanted to remind everyone of the upcoming Winterfest that the subcommittee of Stan McCauley, Dave Petrella, and Amy Giovanni has done an excellent job getting that moving, and I think it's going to be a nice function for downtown, the first annual. And there will be obviously improvements as time goes on, but this was the first one to get it up and running, and I know there were some questions about ice skating rink and those things we talked about. They weren't quite ready for the city was right now. The mayor said to try to get into that till he wanted to get the project finished downtown a little more. And just wanted to remind everybody of that function coming up.
Thank you. December 15th?
Yes.
Sunday the 15th, right, Amy?
Yes, December 15th, Sunday, and I think a week from this Sunday, yes.
Thank you. Anything else, Doug? Motion adjourns in order by Mr. Shealy, seconded by Mr. Vorge. All in favor? It's the ayes. Signify by aye. Meeting's adjourned.